Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. And that was the very fine trumpet of Billy Butterfield, along with his orchestra from 1947, with a song written by Vernon Duke and Yip Harbour called What Is There to Say? Well, as you may already have noticed, this week on CHUO, we are holding our CHUO funding drive. And this is a chance for us to thank all of you listeners for your very generous support of CHUO during the year, and to ask you particularly to contribute and do help keep us CHUO on the air. Well, CHUO, as you may know, is listener-supported radio, and we do rely on you to help provide us with the means to keep the station going. We are Canada's only bilingual community campus radio station, and we try to offer you quality programming that you might not hear were it not for CHUO. Well, that includes programs like this one, I've Heard That Song Before. And we bring you original recordings of songs from the 1920s through to the 1960s. Well, if you're enjoying the music from this era in popular jazz, pledge us your support. You will certainly help keep CHUO on the air, and this program coming to you each Sunday morning. We do appreciate your support. You can donate directly through our website at www.chuo.fm, and you can also do so through our GoFundMe page at gofundme.com/CHUOFM, and we would just love to hear from you. Well, we've got three more songs just coming up, and we're going to go now to 1938 to hear from Maxine Sullivan and the Claude Thornhill Orchestra, the song written by Sammy Kahn and Saul Chaplin, Please Be Kind. From the same year, we'll hear from a small group led by baritone sax player and vibraphonist Adrian Rollini. It's a very famous jazz standard, Bugle Call Rag. And it features Adrian on baritone sax and also the trumpet of Jonah Jones. And then we go forward to 1951 to one of the loveliest voices in popular music, noted for his rich tones and marvelous interpretive skills, and it is Mel Torme. He's going to bring us a number from that year called I Love Each Move You Make. Three more songs, and we'll hear now from Maxine Sullivan, Please Be Kind.
This is my first affair, so please be kind. Handle my heart with care, oh please be kind. This is all so grand, my dreams are on parade. If you just understand, they'll never, never fade. So tell me your love's sincere, oh please be kind. Tell me I needn't fear, oh please be kind. 'Cause if you leave me, dear, I know my heart will lose its mind. If you love me, please be kind.
Thank you. that you walk. I love the way that you talk. I love each move you make. I love the way that you sing, the way you do everything. I love each step you take. Please hold me in your arms and let me feel your lips so warm and close to mine. The thrill is divine. Before you go away, please let me try to say how much I love each move you make. Close to mine, the thrill is divine. Before you go away, please let me try to say how much I love each move you make. Baby, I can't for the life of me see how you move so eloquently. I love each move you make. I love each move you make.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before in CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. You've been listening to Mel Torme with I Love Each Move You Make. And before that, Adrian Relidi with Bugle Call Rag. And we heard also Maxine Sullivan with Please Be Kind. Well, as I mentioned, we are in our funding drive and we're really looking forward to hearing from you this morning. Well, during this funding drive, CHUO, we reach out to you, our valued listeners, and we ask you to share in the community outreach that we provide. And you can do this in several ways, and right now through offering your support in helping us raise funds essential for the operation of the station. Well, I've Heard I've Sung Before is one of many programs that CHUO brings to you as part of that outreach. So if you enjoy all the wonderful music and radio shows that CHUO brings you, and also the music from this era in popular song, pledge us your support. You will help keep CHUO on the air and all our wonderful programs coming to you. You can donate directly through our website at www.chuo.fm, and you can also do so through our GoFundMe page at gofundme.com/CHUOFM, and we would just love to hear from you. Three more songs just coming up, and we're going to go now to very popular band from the 30s and 40s, the one led by Glenn Miller. And we'll hear him and friends with Pennsylvania 65,000, which was incidentally the phone number for the Hotel Pennsylvania, where the band played. And then we'll hear from another wonderful voice, Sammy Davis Jr., one of the great voices in popular music of all time. 1956 is recording many songs, and one of them was a Cole Porter number called All of You. And we've just been listening to trumpeter Jonah Jones, and I'm going to hear him again from 1958. I believe he's with a quartet. The song is written by Huey Cannon. I know you've heard this one. Bill Bailey, Won't You Please Come Home? Jonah on trumpet, and I believe he's joined by pianist Hank Jones. No relation, except they are both brilliantly talented on their various instruments. And that will be Jonah and Bill Bailey. And we'll start with Glenn Miller and Pennsylvania 65,000.
Watching her appeal from every angle, there's a big romantic deal I've got to wangle. For I've fallen for a certain lovely lass, and it's not a passing fancy or a fancy pass. I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you, the pure of you, the eyes, the arms, the mouth of you, the east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me do. For I love all of you. love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me do, baby, for I love all of you. For I love all of you.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're here at the University of Ottawa, and we would love to hear from you. We are your community campus radio station, and all the programs that you hear throughout the week, including this one, are brought to you by volunteers. Well, you may have noticed we're a pretty enthusiastic bunch, and we do have immense fun sharing the music and talk with you. We do so appreciate your support all throughout the year. It's wonderful to know that you're listening, and we would love to hear from you now. Well, we would like to thank you, our listeners, very much for your very generous support of CHUO during the year, and we'd also like you to contribute to our funding drive. So we would like to ask you to show your support for CHUO, and I'll mention there's a number of ways for you to choose from to do so, and you can pick the one that's most convenient to you. You can donate directly through our website at www.chuo.fm, and you can also do so through our GoFundMe page at gofundme.com/CHUOFM. These and other methods are all described, as I mentioned, at www.chuo.fm. I encourage you to visit the website to learn more about CHUO, and it would be wonderful if you could give us your support. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. We'll go to 1949 for our next one, and one of the great legends in jazz singing has got to be Billie Holiday. Started out in the 1930s and went on into the 50s. made many recordings over the years, and we're going to hear her from 1949. She's singing for the Decca label. And the song is Crazy, He Calls Me. It's written by Beau Russell and Carl Sigman. The orchestra is conducted by Gordon Jenkins, and Bobby Hackett provides the trumpet. Our next song will also provide some lovely trumpet from one of the legends of trumpet playing, and we've had a few today, but Chet Baker was certainly right up amongst them, and that's who we'll hear. He's with his quartet and featuring also the piano of Russ Freeman. And they're going to bring us a Johnny Mercer Harold Arlen number called This Time the Dream's on Me from 1953. And from 1939, our third song will come to us from Artie Shaw and his New Music. I believe that was his second big band. A lot of talent there, along with Artie's clarinet, of course. They're going to bring us a Gershwin number, Oh, Lady, Be Good. Three more songs and we'll hear now from Billie Holiday, Crazy, He Calls Me.
I say I'll move the mountains, and I'll move the mountains. If he wants them out of the way, crazy he calls me. Sure, I'm crazy, crazy in love, I'd say. I say I'll go through fire, and I'll go through fire as he wants it. So it will be. Crazy he calls me. Sure I'm crazy, crazy in love, you see. Like the wind that shakes the bough, he moves me with a smile. The difficult I'll do right now. The impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever, if I have to hold up the sky. Crazy he calls me. Sure, I'm crazy, crazy in love, am I? Like the wind that shakes the bough, he moves me with a smile. The difficult I'll do right now. The impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever, if I have to hold up the sky. Crazy he calls me. Sure I'm crazy, crazy in love. Thank you.
that was Artie Shaw and his new music from 1939, Oh Lady Be Good. And a very fine example of swing music at its peak. Wonderful cut. George and Ira Gershwin wrote that. Chet Baker joined us with his wonderful trumpet and the piano of Russ Freeman, This Time the Dream's on Me, from 1953. And we started out with Billie Holiday, Gordon Jenkins, and Crazy He Calls Me from 1949. Well, as I said, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're here on your dial at 89.1 FM, that's CHUO FM, at the University of Ottawa. And we are in our funding drive right now, and we would love to hear from you. Let us have your support. Pledge your support to help keep CHUO on the air. We are the only bilingual community radio station in Canada, and we're growing, and help keep us on track. Help keep us growing by giving us your support. The station has been a vital part of the radio scene for many years, and it's chock full of volunteers, and we come from across the community, and you bring a diverse and, as I said, an enthusiastic perspective to the programming. And giving a voice to folks throughout the city and region, and ensuring that a wide range of interests and views are kept on the air. And this program is an example of that. You don't often hear music from the first half of the 20th century, but it's wonderful music, as I keep saying every Sunday. And it's wonderful to be able to share this music with you. And it's lovely to hear from you and to hear you say that you enjoy it too. Well, we would like to bring this time to thank you, our listeners, very much for your very generous support of CHUO during the year. And we'd also like you to contribute to our funding drive. So we would like to ask you to show your support for CHUO. And I'll mention there's a number of ways for you to choose from to do so. And you can pick the one that's most convenient to you. You can donate directly through our website at www.chuo.fm. And you can also do so through our GoFundMe page at gofundme.com/CHUOFM. These and other methods are all described, as I mentioned, at www.chuo.fm. I encourage you to visit the website to learn more about CHUO, and it would be wonderful if you could give us your support. Well, we're going to go now to three more songs to perhaps the greatest female vocalist of the 20th century. And it's there's so many times those titles are flashed around, but Ella certainly ranks in the top of the mountain. And she had a lovely, lovely voice, a beautiful, warm voice, and an impeccable jazz style. And we're going to hear another selection from the many songs that formed part of her songbooks, and this time the Rodgers and Hart songbook with, I must confess, one of my favorite Rodgers and Hart numbers, and that is Manhattan. From 1956, Ella is joined by Buddy Bregman. And then we'll go back to 1944 to a small group, actually quite a small group, it's just a trio. It's an unusual makeup for the trios that we normally hear from on the show. And it's recorded in 1944. The trio is called the George Wetling Trio. And if you listen to the program, you'll probably know that George was a wonderful drummer, a mainstay of the studio sessions for Commodore and other labels, of which this, I'm sure, is one. He's joined by the clarinet of Mez Mezrow and the piano of Gene Schroeder. Also, some wonderful studio musicians. The song was written by Shelton Brooks. It was made famous by Sophie Tucker. We'll hear the instrumental version, Some of These Days, from George Wetling and his trio. And then we'll hear another trio, this time backed up by an orchestra and a lovely, lovely voice. One of the great voices and pianists of the jazz scene, the inventor of the piano trio, actually, Nat King Cole. He's going to bring us another Rodgers and Hart number, This Can't Be Love, from 1953. three more songs, and we'll start with Ella Fitzgerald and Manhattan.
Summer journeys to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fares. I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. We'll go to Yonkers, where true love conquers in the wilds, and starve together, dear, in Childs. We'll go to Coney and eat bologna on a roll. In Central Park we'll stroll, where our first kiss we stole, soul to soul. And My Fair Lady is a terrific show, they say. We both may see it close someday. The city's glamour can never spoil the dreams of a boy and girl. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. Thank you.
this can't be love, because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the skies. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love, because I feel so well. But still I love to look in your eyes. Does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love, because I feel so well. But still I love to look in your eyes. I love to look in your eyes.
Nat King Cole and his trio with This Can't Be Love. Lovely Rodgers and Hart number. We heard from the George Wetling Trio with Some of These Days. And we started out with Ella Fitzgerald and Manhattan, from her Rodgers and Hart songbook from 1956. Well, as I said, you're listening to CHUO 89.1 FM. We would love to hear from you. And let us know. You will pledge your support, which would be wonderful. I'll mention there's a number of ways for you to choose from to do so. And you can pick the one that's most convenient to you. You can donate directly through our website at www.chuo.fm, and you can also do so through our GoFundMe page at gofundme.com/CHUOFM. These and other methods are all described, as I mentioned, at www.chuo.fm. I encourage you to visit the website to learn more about CHUO, and it would be wonderful if you could give us your support. And we're almost at the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed our music this morning. Do please stay with us, because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you'll join me again next week for more music from days gone by. We have one more song for you this morning, and it's from another of the great big bands. Woody Herman started out in the 30s. We're going to hear him from the 1950s, when he was playing with the making recordings for the Capitol label. And we'll hear him with a number he wrote himself, a salute, I assume, to Duke Ellington. It's called I Remember Duke.
Thank you.